And Elisha get into a little bit of a dispute. The pasuk says that the Melech Yisrael is demanding from Elisha. So Elisha responds to the Melech Yisrael, "Mali v'loch el levi eimecho v'el levi." He starts giving Musa to Yehoram, like, "What are you coming to me for? Go to the Nevi'im of your father and mother," meaning the false Nevi'im. Next pasuk. V'atok chuli menagin v'hoyo kenagin ha-menagin v'tiyol of Yad Hashem. So then Elisha says, bring me somebody who could play an instrument, a harp, and if they play the music, so I'll get Nevu'ah. That's his lashon. So come the Rishonim, and they say that really, Eina Nevuah Tluya B'Negina. Nevuah is not totally in music. It's a strange thing. He's asking, Elisha Novi is saying, I don't have Nevuah now, play a harp, play an instrument, and I'll get Nevuah. Eina Nevuah Tluya Benegina. So what's the answer? The answer is, Ulam b'shoa zu nistalka nevuah me'elisha. And this is what the Rishonim explain, based on the Gemara and Pesachim, that Elisha lost his nevuah. At this moment, Elisha lost his nevuah. Because he lost his nevuah, so Mamela, the only way to get it back was with the music. Still unclear. Why should the music bring back the Nevuah? Malashach, if he lost the Nevuah, he lost the Nevuah. The whole kasha that we showing him have is, Ein ha-Nevuah tluya b'negina. That Nevuah is not dependent on music. So what's the answer? The answer is, well, he lost his Nevuah here. So how's the music going to give him back the Nevuah? So if you look, I mean, Lamaisa, we found, we already had in Sefer Shmuel with Shaul HaMelech, that when he had a bad Ruach Ra, so they would, David HaMelech would play a harp to get the Ruach Ra away. Same idea. But there it's not Nevuah. So I'll tell you what the Gemara says in Pesachim. This is a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vov. The Gemara says as follows. Omer Ish Lokish. Kol Adam shekoyes im chochamu chochmosay mistalekas mimenu. This is a Gemara you should remember. You should remember all Gemaras. If a person gets angry, temper, kol Adam shekoyes im chochamu chochmosay mistalekas mimenu. If he's smart, his chochma will go away from him. Im noviu nivuosay mistalekas mimenu. If he's a novi, he loses nivu. Even if they already decided he's going to be a big man, if he gets angry, they take it away from him. The Gemara brings riots. Moshe got angry, and then it says he forgot. All of a sudden, Elazar had to answer the question. Zok the Gemara, he forgot. Im novi nivulasim mistalekas mimenu me'elisha. Shenema, kilu leipnei yeshav melech yorani noisei, uksim, v'ato kchuli minage. That's the Gemara. The obvious question is, what kind of kas are we talking about here? Monashach. If the kas was kas that was you weren't allowed to have, so why would somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu have such kas? Why would Elisha have such kas? Doesn't make sense. Why would they have kas? Chas v'shalom to say Moshe had kas shaloi kedin? Can't be. You should know Yishai had several sons. And the one that Shmuel HaNavi thought was going to be the Melech Yisrael, was Eliyahu. And Hashem told Shmuel Anovi, Al Tabet, Al Mareyu, Al Goyva Koymosi, don't look at his height. And Chazal explained, well, you think Shmuel Anovi looked at somebody's height? My Rebbetzin told me that when her sisters were dating, so they were all tall. So they all wanted boys that were tall. So one of my wife's older sisters, the Rosh Hashiva from Baltimore, read a shidduch, Rav Ruderman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he read a shidduch. But the boy wasn't so tall. So my shver, Zola Gizun Zayin, told Rav Ruderman, he was a Talmud of Rav Ruderman, he told him, my daughter wants Azek Sfusel. Azek Sfusel is a six-footer. And Rav Ruderman exploded. Vazuchsi, a kop tzafus. What is she looking for, a head or a foot? Six-footer. Shmuel Anovi, when he was looking for Melech Yisrael, he wasn't looking for Goiva Koymosai. So Chazal say, when he looked at Eliyahu, he saw a great man. He saw a man that was great. And he felt that he should be worthy. And the scary thing of the Gemara's mashma, that perhaps Eliyahu was more inherently worthy to be Melech Yisrael than David HaMelech. Because the lashon of the Gemara, the same Gemara, the Gemara says, "Kol adam shekoyes, afilu poiskim lo yigdulu min hashamayim, noit lemoisim imen." The Gemara says, "Minolam mi'aliyah." Shenema al tabit el mareu vel goyva kemosoi, ki mi'astiu. Mi'aliyah ismelach al Yisrael. Hashem says, "I have removed him. I have disgusted him from that position." Says the Gemara, Michlal, to have Irochim lo yado idna. So the Gemara says in Pesachim that Eliyahu was originally worthy to be. We would have said Mashiach ben Eliyahu. Could you imagine? And because he got angry, he lost it. Comes the Rif over there in Pesachim, and the Rif asks, so why, Taka, we see Moshe Rabbeinu didn't lose his leadership because he got angry? Right? Elisha didn't lose his Nevuah because he got angry. It was temporarily. They didn't lose the position. So ask the Rif, how could you say that Noit L'Moisom Imenu, they take it away? They didn't take it away. They affect the Rif. So the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon comes, and the Vilna Gaon says, not Akasha. Because Elisha Stam got angry. Not for a spiritual reason. Memela, if you look at Eliyahu, what does it say by Eliyahu? It says, Vayichar af Eliyahu ben David. He Stam got angry at David. Since it wasn't merely the Shmaya, since it wasn't a spiritual thing, so that's why it was taken away from him. But if somebody has kas over ruchnius, then they don't take it away. That's the Gaon's answer to the Rif's kash. Right? The Rif asked that Moshe of Elisha should be mechiyav. Look, they're not sure. So it makes our kash even bigger now. Now it makes our kash even bigger. Because if that's the case, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry for a good reason. And Elisha got angry for a good reason. So what was the problem? So what's the problem? It was right. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop get angry. He got angry for a good reason. And Elisha got angry at Yehoram for a good reason. Father Dezora got angry for a good reason. So why'd they even temporarily lose it? The Vilna Gaon's explaining that's why they didn't permanently lose it. Why'd they even temporarily lose it? If they had a right to get angry, it was a proper anger, so why, Taka, didn't they lose it? So you could start saying Balabatish. It wasn't proper, but it wasn't as bad. You could start splitting hairs. But simply, it's a Tzorach and Gavim. This whole union is a Tzorach and Gavim. So I'll tell you a pshat that I base on the Ben Ish Chai and his Pirush and Koheles. It's a fascinating Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai talks about anger. Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, when he talks about anger, He calls it a foolish thing. It's foolish. Right? What does he say? He says, Kas b'chek silim yanuach. Shlomo HaMelech says that anger is in the chest of ksilim, of fools. Sounds like fools get angry, which is taka true. Getting angry is usually when people are angry, they do foolish things. Taka true. But Shlomo HaMelech is saying here something else. He's saying the anger lies, rests, b'chei ksilim. So he says a great idea to Ben Ishchai. Gevaldik apshat, he says. Like I said, avad, it's true that a person, when they get angry, they do foolish things. I told the other over years ago, I had a maisa when I was a chosn, and I was coming, I was taking my wife to be my kala to my home, to my parents' home for Shabbos. So all of you, mitzvah Hashem, one day you'll be chasanim, you'll feel the same thing. One of a kala's most nerve-wracking times is going to her in-laws for before she's married for Shabbos. It feels like she's on show, they're going to look, it's nerve-wracking. No. So, the Eibishter Firta Avelt, I got into a car accident in Flatbush. So till we left Flatbush, it was like a 2-hour delay till we left Flatbush. So then, I went extra early, so she shouldn't be nervous. So 2 hours already got knocked off. Okay. Then we got to the George Washington Bridge, bumper to bumper. Bumper to bumper. Mamish, no movement. No. So my collar's getting a little bit, you know, concerned. What's going to be? It looked like we won't even make it to Muncie for Shabbos. That's how close it was to Shabbos. I'm sitting by the wheel. Big smile. I'm singing Shabbos Nigvanim. Taka's almost Shabbos. I'm singing Shabbos Nigvanim. And so my kala asked me, she says, how are you calm now? I don't get that. How can you be calm? So I told her, I have an inherent tendency. The more tense the situation is, the more calm I go into. The more, then I go into extra calm. And now after all these years, she knows that's not the way it is. Why is that? Not because it's tzidkis. What should say? When a person's in a very tense situation, why are they very tense? There's some problem. There's difficulty, right? When you're in a difficult situation, you need to have your brain working at its best place. Your brain has to now, l'moshel, you're holding Erev Shabbos, 20 minutes before Shki, it looks like you're not going to make it home. Now you're going to have to make a lot of decisions. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Where are you going to get off the road? Should you stop in a hotel? Where should you stop? What are you going to do for Shabbos? What are you going to do for food? Now you have to make 100 decisions in the next 10 minutes what to do. Right. What are the chances of you making the best decision? If you're relaxed. The more you... That's it, you're brain dead. The more nervous you are, the more foolish you are. So my mahalach is, the more tense the situation is, the more calm I get. I put my brain into a different mode. I get calm. And I could think, kilu, I have the world open up for me. And I thought I had a plan then, while I was sinking my Shabbos mirrors, I had a plan. Which exit to get off? And it turned out, the traffic cleared up. We made it for Shabbos. But I'm just saying, I had a whole plan. I remembered of a Chabad that was in Orangeburg. I had a whole mahalach in my mind, what's going to be? Which I couldn't have done if I would have been nervous. Nervousness is not going to help you in life. Never. Not going to help. So good, so it's talk of foolish. But we know Chazal tell us sometimes a person has to show anger. Sometimes a person has to show anger. Right? But even when you show anger, it can't be something which is really part of who you are. The anger is like a show. Not you're really angry. Even when you have to show anger, you're not supposed to be angry. You're showing, you're expressing, ki'ilu, you're angry. Sometimes if you don't show anger, the person doesn't wake up. You have to show anger. But even then, it's not really who, it's not the mahus of who you are. Says the Ben Ish Chai, a ksil has anger available. It's in part of his body. B'ksil. Ksilim is kas b'chei ksilim yonuach. The ksil, the anger, is just a spontaneous reaction. It's not a thought out, planned out expression. It's what he really, it's always there. It's ready to explode. He is a bomb. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech calls it b'chei ksilim yonuach. The anger is always sitting there. Now this Benish Chai answers another kasha. Because Eliyahu got angry after this maisa. All the Mefarshim asked the kasha. But the Teretz is, the anger that Eliyahu had was b'chei ksilim. It was sitting ready to explode. He was a bomb. Glad that he exploded then. There was a time clock. He exploded later. But the chei ksilim, the anger that was sitting by him, was sitting at the beginning. Those are the pshat. B'chei ksilim yanuach. Moshe Rabbeinu, Elisha, they were not like that. They only used anger when the anger was supposed to be used. But even at that time, the anger can't be coming from anything deep. The anger has to be just external. And if the Navi is nichshel, even in that, if the Navi is a guy that's b'chei ksilim, it's a psulag, if he's like a baal mum, he can't be a leader. That's the pshat. Eliyahu, you have temper, you have part of your nature is that you have temper, just like you get angry, and just like you get hungry, and just, you get angry, you're not worried to be a leader. And that's why Eliyahu was off, taken away, canceled. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was not like that. Moshe Rabbeinu only used anger when you were allowed to use anger. But even when you're allowed to use anger, it can't be a feeling of anger. So when they're nichshel in that, then temporarily they lose it. For that's what the menagin was there. The menagin was there to take away the inherent feeling of anger. And once that feeling was able to go away, then the nevuah was able to be shed. The mum is only if that's your nature. Your nature is your chei ksilim. Your nature is you get angry. If that's your nature, it's one of your midas. Like a person is a baal gaiva, he's a baal kas. If that's your nature, you're not roi for anything. You're not roi for chachma, you're not roi for nevuah. You're a ksil. You're chei ksilim, you're nuach. If this is not your nature, then you're not a baal mum, you're roi. You could be a melech, you could be a navi. And there are times you're allowed to show anger. But even when you're allowed to show anger, you can't really be angry. Can't mamish be angry. And I remember when I was growing up, my father's a lugazun zayin. He would never give mussar to us when he was angry. He would wait for the moment to subside, and then he would call us over. And even a patch, I used to sometimes get a patch, like, where'd that come from? I was like, bal ta'achar. Right? Yeah, you can't bring a korban after three regolim. I did something yesterday. I got a patch today. What's going on? Where'd that come from? So my father would say, "No, Mom, I gave you a patch for every now and then. Believe it or not, even I got a patch. I gave you a patch for what you did yesterday." I said, "So why today?" He said, "No, yesterday I felt I was a little bit heated about it, so I didn't give you a patch yesterday. Today I was calmed down. So I gave you a patch." So as a kid, I looked like, Adarabe, when you heat it, give a patch. That's a pshat. That even when you're allowed to express anger, it has to be just, you're expressing it, it's not really part of your neshama. And Mele Dorton, where it says, Vayiktsev Moshe, the taina was that it went deeper than just the expression. That was the only time.